Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
You can take it from me, free parking for everyone on June 23rd. Why? You know, it's a national howl-a-day, take your dog to work day. What could be more important than that? And I have some tips for you. So whether you are thinking about taking your dog to work or maybe even your cat to work, your pet guinea pig, your pet ferret to work, I have some tips for you. Or on the other side, you're a workplace that you're a boss and you're, well, I've got a big company. I've got a mid-sized company. I've got a very small company and you're thinking about the idea. I have some resources for you as well as some tips for you as well. Also, we'll talk to someone who works at a company, Nerdery Chicago, where they've been doing this for quite some time. In fact, every day there is Take Your Dog to Work Day. And it is spreading around the country. It's now hit some dog shows. It's the dog flu, the canine influenza virus, you know, and I've talked about it before. And I periodically get these emails or these Facebook notes. Yeah, go to my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. And you'll see posts about what's going on in the pet world. And I posted about the dog flu at several dog shows in the southeast part of the country. And people wrote, well, I live over there, so it really doesn't matter. Well, Dr. Alexander says it might matter. You'll want to hear why she says that. And, of course, your telephone calls. That's what's most important, helping you. 866-554-PETS. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, so they say I'm qualified, and you say often, because that's the most important thing. So when you call, I want to hear back from you. Did my advice really help out? And lots of people do call back. Our phone number, though, 866-554-PETS. It is toll-free. In Illinois, Mike, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, thanks. I have a 7-year-old dog. He's a mixed breed. And every year for the past 4 or 5 years, around this time, he seems to be suffering from seasonal allergies. Specifically, his paws get itchy to the point that he just will not stop chewing on them, even to where they get bloody and, you know, they're hairless on the knuckles and stuff.
We don't want it to get that bad.
No, I know. And the thing is, we take him to the vet every year, and every year they really try to dissuade us from giving him steroids, whether it be the shot or the pills, because they say that it's you know, it's bad for them and it damages their liver and stuff.
Whoa. You don't need steroids for this. I mean, what you need to do, maybe in your case, is to see a veterinary dermatologist. You know, for the first line of defense, I mean, you could try this. You could ask your veterinarian about Benadryl or a product like...
I have tried Benadryl.
Yeah, and how does that... Or another antihistamine. It doesn't have to be that one. Work.
You know, the only reason why it seems to be effective in his case is because it makes him so drowsy. He just falls asleep.
Yeah.
And then he's not itching his paws. But it doesn't really seem to be providing him too much relief.
Correct. So the quality of life then isn't great if we're always sleeping. Well... An argument can be made against that, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
So that doesn't answer this. So maybe another antihistamine that wouldn't make your dog so drowsy would be a good choice. But really, if that doesn't work, or maybe you're at the point where seeing a veterinary dermatologist is a good idea. Also, take a look at those paws. And my concern sometimes is when they lick them to the extent that your dog may be, secondary infections can result. And I worry about that, too. So... I would ask your veterinarian for a referral to a dermatologist to ultimately figure out what your dog exactly is allergic to. And just like people get desensitization or allergy shots, dogs can too.
Okay.
I mean, your dog doesn't have to live like this is the short answer.
Okay, great. No, that's good to know.
Check it out, our YouTube page. Check that out. Check it out. How often a day goes by do you ever not hear someone say, check it out? There are certain terms that just seem to be like the in terms, and that's check this out, check that out. Well, do check it out. It's youtube.com, and just type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will see what are now over 200 videos on all sorts of pet topics, including this one that is Take Your Dog to Work Day. I do have some tips next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Last week on the show, we talked to the chief veterinary officer of Purina, a longtime supporter of Take Your Dog to Work Day, as I've been a longtime supporter, as it happens, of Take Your Dog to Work Day. I think it's a great idea for so many reasons. And I will give you a website when I'm done offering my 7 tips that I have. So get that pen out if you're interested, either on one side or the other. So maybe you have a pet and you do have a workplace that's participating. Hundreds and hundreds are all over America. Or maybe you are a workplace
a small business, a medium-sized business, maybe a large business that's thinking about doing this. If not this year, maybe next year. So get ready for the website because this will help you out. But here are my tips for Take Your Dog to Work Day. And it begins with understanding that not every dog, not every cat, ferret or parrot, is really right for the workplace. So if you have a small animal like, I mean, really, a ferret or a guinea pig or a gerbil, they are likely to be very frightened, and you might even lose that animal should that animal get out of its cage. So I would not, in general, advise those animals going to the workplace. Now, dogs and cats, it's different, at least on the dog side. You know, many cats are indoor cats. They're safer indoors. They're going to live longer indoors, but they have no experience of going outside in the world except going to the veterinarian. So I'm a part of an initiative that wants to fix this. So going to the veterinarian is not any longer a bad experience. But if, in the meantime, if your cat sees the carrier and gets all anxious about things just because your cat sees the carrier, your cat's not going to be happy in your workplace or understand why. Why am I here? You know, this isn't good. And you will have a cat going row, 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 all day long. Stressful for the cat, stressful for you. Not a good idea. Now, if you do have a cat, and this is true for dogs too, some dogs really don't go many places. But if you have a dog that is accustomed to getting out into the world and very social, and some cats are that way, then I think it's a great idea for your pet. But be honest with yourself. Is my pet right for this? Well, if your pet isn't quite right for it, you can practice. So you can take your cat to the pet store, to other people's homes without cats and without other pets. You can take your dog out into the world to pet stores and all sorts of other places as well that are dog friendly and get your dog accustomed to going out into the world. A good idea for a dog anyway, if you haven't done so. But it might be next year's Take Your Dog to Work Day by the time your dog is really ready to do it, if your dog isn't. Of course, most dogs are. And most dogs want to be with us and are happy to be with other people and get attention from people the dog has never met before. Make sure your pets are up to date on their vaccinations. Well, certainly rabies. I mean, that's the law, so it should be that way. And the core vaccines, as veterinarians call them. But there are some other vaccines, too. And later in the show, we're going to be talking about the dog flu, the canine influenza virus. If it is anywhere near your community or has been, it wouldn't be a bad idea to talk to. In fact, it would be a good idea to talk to your veterinarian about that because dogs can get very, very sick from the dog flu. We're not going to get it. You know, we don't get the dog flu. Dogs don't get our flu. But having said that, another dog could easily get the dog flu. The dog flu is really infectious, and that's a concern. So vaccinating for the dog flu is something, in general, I'm hugely supportive of. Be responsible. Keep the dog on a leash, and that way it's being fair to other people who may not love dogs. Now, the old thing is, and if you have a cat, keep your cat on a leash and harness, too, that you're taking to work. But the old thing is, well, what if I have allergies? Well, what if you have allergies? You know, unless you actually go ahead and pet that dog or touch the cat, you're not going to be affected by it. I mean, listen, if there are enough pets in the workplace for a long enough period of time, yes, people with allergies could have problems. But we're talking about a lot of pets, a lot of pets in the workplace every single day for there to be a problem with people who have allergies. Just stay away from the pets. Tell your coworkers that have allergies, I'm sorry about that, but don't pet the dog, don't pet the cat, and you're going to be okay. The allergens don't jump on people and attack them. It's the people who touch them. It kind of works that way. And actually what people are allergic to, I don't want to go into too much detail here, but with cats, for example, and more people are more allergic to cats than dogs, what people are allergic to is actually a protein on the cat's saliva. Interestingly enough. So you're not allergic to the cat itself or even the cat hair, but cats do lick themselves. They groom themselves, and that sticky protein sticks to their own hair, which eventually can fall off as the cats shed some of their hair. It's what cats and dogs do. And then it sticks to the carpet or sticks maybe to somewhere, a wall or whatever it is. That's how cat allergies are. But that would take a lot of cats over a long period of time. Remember, you have work to do. So, yes, Facebook can be distracting at work. Instagram can be distracting. Looking out the window can be distracting. And so can playing with your dog at the workplace. So remember, you're there to do what is supposed to be your work as well. People love to show affection, your coworkers, to dogs and cats. How do we show our love? With food. So you have all these coworkers coming by saying, here's a dog treat. And then a minute later, another coworker, here's a dog treat. Another minute later, here's a 5 dog treats. And at the end of the day, your dog is going to weigh 100 pounds more than when your dog came to work at 9 in the morning. So limit the dog treats. We don't want dogs leaving the workplace happy, but with an upset stomach. That isn't good. But overall, I love the idea of pets at the workplace. It is June 23rd. Take your dog to work day, reminding me that life is better with pets. Now, here is that website I promised. Purina.com/pets at work. Easy enough, right? Purina.com/pets at work. So coming up next, the conversation with, we're going to go to an office that has been doing this take your dog to work day thing for several years now. And in fact, every day is take your dog to work day. Does it work out or not? We will find out from the nerdery in Chicago next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Greg Walrod is here to talk about Take Your Dog to Work Day, one of my favorite days ever of the year. He is the head of engineering of Nerdery Chicago. Hey, Greg.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Oh, I love the idea that every day at the Nerdery happens to be, as I understand it, Take Your Dog to Work Day, and you celebrate especially on June 23rd. First, let me start here. What kind of workplace is it about? How many employees are there, and what is the Nerdery Chicago?
Yeah, so in our office here, we have about 75 employees across the company. We have about 500, and the Nerdery is a custom software design and development shop. So what that means is companies hire us to, you know, build apps, websites, so on.
Now, I've got it right, so people can bring their dogs to work anytime they kind of, the spirit moves them to do so?
Yeah, they can bring it every day, once a week. You know, it's kind of up to them. And we have a handful of folks that like to bring in their dogs every day. And then, you know, we have some folks that like to bring their dogs in on a special occasion because, you know, a lot of our nerds, you know, either take the CTA or their bike, so sometimes it's not the best of commute to get a dog here.
Yeah, the CTA is the public transportation, I know, in Chicago. And yes, if you're riding a bicycle down the street, not impossible, but not necessarily recommended to do with a dog. So I understand that. So about how many dogs are there every day at the workplace? You walk in the doors, and how many dogs do you see?
Here in Chicago, on a daily basis, you're going to see 3 to 4 dogs. In our office in Minnesota, since we have a lot more nerds and it's more of a suburb, rural place, you're going to see in the upwards of 10 to 20 dogs in the office there.
All right. So for those 10 to 20 dogs in Minnesota or even in Chicago or any of your other locations, what is the upside of having those dogs there every day? And also, is there a downside?
The upside is, you know, for the pet owners, they don't have to worry about their dog at home. And for many of our nerds, you know, when you're programming all day, you can get locked in and you need to be reminded that you need to take a break. And having the friendly reminder that you need to take your dog for a walk is an easy way to remind yourself to get up and stretch and go out and get some fresh air.
You know, Purina says, and I know you've worked with them in the past, and they're huge supporters of Take Your Dog to Work Day, that life is better with pets. Is work better with pets?
Work is definitely better with pets.
Because the boss can't come in and yell at you if you have the cutest dog in the world in the office?
If you have a cute dog, you definitely maybe can get away with a few more things, yeah.
Does petting the dog, and so you yourself, I know this because we talked off the air, you yourself don't have a dog because of all the travel you do. Does having sort of a surrogate pet, you know, the guy in the cubicle across the way or the office across the way, does that help you in some way? People who don't have pets, do they benefit too?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, since I can't have a dog, I do enjoy being able to come to the office and have a dog to, or, you know, many dogs to play and interact with, because I grew up with dogs as a kid, so it's, you know, something I miss having.
Is there a downside to having dogs in the office?
No, I mean, you know, occasionally you could have a dog that might misbehave or something like that. That's a very, very rare occasion. Usually our dogs get so used to it and well-trained that eventually it kind of becomes their routine, that they go to the work with mom or dad and they, you know, hide underneath the desk and occasionally play with the other dogs and, you know, go outside for walks from time to time.
So who misbehaves more often? Tell the truth now. Your employee, average employee, or the dogs?
I would say average employee, for sure.
And I'm told, now I know elections are strange in Chicago, but there is an interesting election that I have not heard about.
Yeah, we do have every year, we have a dog election, and it gets pretty heated. You know, they do videos, they do, you know, you'll walk around the office and you'll see signs. I think last year one of the dogs in Minnesota was taking shots at, you know, not wanting to elect a Chicago dog, and it was a, you know, a photo of a Chicago dog, you know, an untasty one, and so it can get pretty debatable.
So this is a national election among your many offices for what?
This is a national auction across our four offices to be the reigning dog president.
Greg, thank you so much, and most of all, happy Take Your Dog to Work Day! Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Take Your Dog to Work Day is next Friday, June 23rd. What a great holiday that is. More information, purina.com/petsatwork. Your telephone calls, more of them coming next, 866-554-PETS.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We move along to Connecticut. Lenny, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Well, Alex is my Border Collie flat coat retriever mix.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him since he was 6 months old. He's about 9 and a half now. And in the last month, he first developed a problem walking with his back leg and went to the vet, and the vet said it was arthritis. And we were giving him medicine, and he wasn't eating, so we stopped one of the pain pills, hopefully, so that he eats some more, and still 3-4 weeks went by, and he's eating less and less. My wife gives him some peanut butter and Ritz crackers, or she'll coat meat that she cooks for him with peanut butter, and he really likes peanut butter. And but he hadn't been eating, and he's losing weight. So we took him to the vet 2 days ago, and they did a blood profile, and they said he has cancer. And they said, here's our options. They said, we can give him x-rays and an ultrasound and find where the cancer is. And I said, will you be able to treat him? And the vet said, considering his age, probably not. They said, the other option is he's in a lot of pain, and we could put him out of his misery.
What kind of cancer is it?
We don't know, because we don't know where it is. And, I mean, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm digging him a grave. We're supposed to take him to the vets tomorrow morning to have them give him the shot. But I was digging the grave the day before. But I just took a break a little while ago, and I called my wife, and I said, I don't want to do this. But what choice do we have? The vet says he's in a lot of pain. He can't tell us otherwise. And we don't want to be selfish. We don't want him to suffer.
Yeah.
He's been drinking a lot of extra water at night. I'll take him out 1, 2 o'clock in the morning to relieve himself. It takes me a half an hour just to get him to get up to go outside. And then another 20 minutes to get him to 10 feet back in the house. So
there's a measurement. Yeah, there's a measurement and a scale that that is available to the public, actually. It's at POSPIS. I think it's POSPIS.com. And it's a quality of life scale. But let me ask you some questions. Are there more good days than bad, or are there more hours than bad? Do you never see a glimpse of that personality of what your dog was?
He's lethargic now. He's not what he usually was when he was in good health. He's in the twilight of his career.
Well, sure. I mean, that we know. And what you're asking is whether the time is right today, or whether you'd wait a week, a month, a day, whatever.
I don't know how much pain he's in. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the vet seems to think he's in a lot of pain.
So what we look at is we look at the quality of life, you know, for dogs or cats. And the great gift that we can give them, that I wish we could give our human relatives and friends, is that they don't have to suffer. I mean, how many people have you known in your life or know of that you say, my gosh, I mean, they're not really living anymore. And with our pets, when it comes time to when we say that, we can do something about that so they don't have to suffer. The question is, what's our timing to do that? And my observation over the years, my personal observation, is that we've developed stronger and stronger bonds with our animals, which is a wonderful thing. Their quality of life improves. Our quality of life improves. But we don't want to say goodbye. We don't want to let them go. And that's only human. I understand that. And you're right. I mean, they're not telling us, they're not sending us an email or a text to say now is the time. So how do we decide that? So we look at a couple of things that are somewhat kind of measurable. And one thing is when the animal, you no longer see even a glimpse of what that dog or cat used to be. Whatever the source of the pain is, I'm not only talking about your dog, I'm talking in general. If veterinary medicine can no longer do anything about that, when veterinarians can no longer provide pain relief anymore, there's at some point where medicine can only do so much. And human medicine is true too. So at that point, that's something to consider as well. Something else we consider very strongly, because it's important to us as pet owners, is when that dog is no longer interested, or cat, no longer interested in food, especially his favorite foods. And when we combine all these things, and again, we look at what's most important, the quality of the pet's life. So if the pet's quality of life has diminished to the degree that you don't believe your pet, I mean, our animals will linger forever. I mean, they will hold on as long as they can. Mother Nature tells them to do that. And to a degree, it's the same way in people. People, it's been said, can will themselves to die. That may be true. I don't know. Who are very sick. I don't know. I doubt that our pets can. And just being as it is, they want to live. that's what Mother Nature sets them up genetically to do, and they will hold on. These choices are not easy to make. I understand that, and I've been there, and I know more than most, right? But knowing stuff doesn't matter when you're emotionally connected as he is, as we all are with our pets.
Coming up next, our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. It is one of many ways to reach us. You can call 866-554-PETS. You could join me on Facebook. Look for my Facebook fan page. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Twitter is Steve Dale Pets. Same for Instagram. What else can be? You could send a pigeon, passenger pigeon, to my house, knock on my door, bring your dog over to my house. I mean, lots of ways you could reach me. Our email question is about a dog who gets up, an adult dog, at like 3 in the morning, wakes everybody up. What do you do? What's going on with this dog? I'll tell you next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, and I think it's a great idea that we're doing this a couple of weeks in advance of July 4th, so this will give you some tools to do something about that cat. Sometimes, but often, it's the dog who is not only afraid of fireworks, but terrified. What do you do? We'll talk with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can
can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
And people always do. Dear Steve, I have a 12-year-old dog who's howling. She's always done that, but she's a hound mix after all. But now it's at 3 a.m. I'll tell her to be quiet. Eventually, she is quiet. My neighbors aren't appreciating the early morning wake-up calls from Florida. It's Jake. Well, Jake, here's the possibilities. Your dog might be, depending on how you're responding. So if you're responding by giving your dog a treat, your dog could be hungry. Your dog could be asking for attention. And even you turning over and saying, quiet, might be a cry for attention. But with the 13-year-old dog, I would suggest, or did you say 14-year-old dog, 12-year-old dog, whatever. It's a senior citizen dog. What I would suggest is that something medical may be going on. Your dog turns a certain way and says, ouch, and this is your dog's way of saying, ouch. Your dog could be arthritic, or it might be any other number of problems that are creating pain in your dog. It could also be that your dog is suffering from the beginnings of canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. That's like Alzheimer's in people, and older dogs can get that. And this could be the start of that. So one of the signs is a dog's sleep-wake cycle is different, such as getting up in the middle of the night. A dog that's house-trained that begins to lose house training. A dog that's acting confused, maybe not recognizing people the dog knows, or noticing a personality change. Your dog just isn't being like, that dog isn't being like Buster anymore, you know? The dog literally walking into a room like, I've done, and says, where am I? And walks out of the room very confused, or tries to walk in the room on the wrong side of the door, something like that. Any of those would be signs. Now, not all of them, you know, all at once, I hope not. But the beginnings of this, it could be, so I mention all those signs because I want you to think about, okay, is some one of those others beginning to apply to my dog? If so, see your veterinarian yesterday, because your veterinarian can intercede. So let's go through these again. Your dog is howling in the middle of the night. If your dog is simply hungry, you can eliminate that possibility by giving your dog a treat before your dog goes to bed, assuming your dog isn't already overweight or obese. And if so, cut the food down from an earlier meal, split it in half, and give some of that meal before bedtime. That's one possibility to take care of that. If your dog is doing this for attention, simply don't give your dog any attention at 3 in the morning. If indeed your dog, you think there's a possibility that something medical is going on, and really, I would contact your veterinarian about this, depending on when your dog was last examined and what your veterinarian thinks, because your vet knows your dog, I do not, and consider talking to your veterinarian or actually seeing your veterinarian about ruling out any medical possibilities. As I said, that's really high on the list of something that might be going on. And with the age of your dog, so is cognitive dysfunction syndrome. And your veterinarian can talk about things you can do. So there are products out there. There's a drug called Anapril, which can help. And the idea is to catch this stuff early. There's another called Senolife. It is great. It gives power to the brain. It's not a bad thing. There's another called Nutrix. There's omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids that we may take. You might take those as a supplement. Many people do. I do. You know, not unusual. For the same exact reasons and the same benefits for people, there are same benefits for dogs. And you might even talk, if it is cognitive dysfunction or your veterinarian is thinking, okay, maybe this is the start of it, there's a diet that can help, a change in diet, including Purina Bright Minds or Purina NC NeuroCare for cognitive health. Two different diets. One is a prescription diet, and the other is Bright Minds is over the counter. So just some possibilities. Email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, Dr. Donna Alexander will talk about the dog flu that really is occurring all over the country.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Oh, 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 oh. U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
You know, in the dog flu, H3N2, that strain, hit Chicago about 2 years ago. Some people called it the Chicago flu, and I said, no, this is ridiculous. It's now, or at that time even, in, I don't know, 20, 25 states, and now more across America. Now that dog flu has hit some dog shows. It's not about the dog shows. It's about the flu. It's about a virus that spreads. An expert on this topic who lived it in Chicago, Dr. Donna Alexander, Cook County veterinarian. Dr. Alexander, hi and welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm better than dogs with dog flu. So H3N2 is the strain that surprised everyone out of nowhere, out of Southeast Asia, appeared in Chicago. That happened to be the first city it appeared in. Have I got it right that it's not a Chicago dog flu? It is a dog flu, and like all flus, like all viruses, it can and does spread.
Absolutely. And for us to take the blame for it being in Chicago as the only place and that we were the epicenter is so incorrect, because when they started to isolate it, they were isolating it in places such as California and on the East Coast at the same time that they were calling it the Chicago flu. So it was not our fault. It was spreading throughout the whole United States.
You can blame Chicago for a lot of things, but not for the dog flu. I would agree with that. So the dog flu has now been identified at dog shows. The concern is that these dogs at dog shows go back to different cities that they're from that might be all over the country. And we're going to talk about prevention in a moment. But first of all, I want to talk about what to look for in not necessarily a dog show dog. And maybe that's what I ask you about now. This isn't a dog show flu either. It's the flu. And you are more likely to see the flu in social environments, whether it be the flu with people or the flu with dogs. Am I right?
That is correct. And so, therefore, you're going to have it the same way that the flu passes between children when they're going to school. That any time you have a major social event, then you're going to have it spread between animals. And it's manifests itself by coughing, sneezing, which means that it's aerosolized, and therefore can be spread to a lot more animals.
Yeah, and could even potentially be spread by people. So if a dog sneezes on me or I touch the dog's nose and then I go pet another dog and that dog I touch is infected and then pet the other dog, now I can infect the other dog. So it could even be through a person.
And I'm at one of our low-cost rabies clinics right now. I have to re-glove in between each and every dog that I vaccinate so that I'm not spreading the disease.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the other thing is that even veterinarians will say, well, I don't see it here, so I'm not going to vaccinate. And we'll talk about vaccination a bit more in a moment. Is that really the right way to look at it if you're not seeing it, like, on your block? It's not there?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. Please don't take that for granted. Just because you are not seeing it does not mean that you may have an asymptomatic carrier that comes into your hospital or into the area. So what you have to do is tell people that vaccination is the only prevention.
And this vaccination includes a booster, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You have to have it boosted. One vaccine alone will not give full protection.
So if you're going away for, and I hope you are, on vacation this summer, you have to think in advance because the vaccination, the first shot, occurs, but then it's 2 to 4 weeks later that the booster happens, and only a couple days after that that the dog is fully protected. So is thinking in advance the key here?
Absolutely. You should plan as the same way that you plan your vacations. Remember that you're planning for your animals as well. I mean, planning for your animals as a member of your family includes making sure that they have their vaccinations ahead of time.
Excellent information about the canine influenza virus, or as it's called, the dog flu. Dr. Alexander, thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
Next week on the show, we talk about whether our dogs are patriotic or not. I mean, and perhaps they're not, because they do not like fireworks. Very few dogs like fireworks. Many dogs tolerate, but I would argue most dogs really don't like. And they are very afraid, which is perfectly natural. It is a very loud, unexpected sound. They have no way to know this is a celebration of America. So what do you do about it? Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes will tell us.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk Radio.